שלום לכולם, אנחנו שוב יחד בקריאה משותפת בספר הזוהר.
Hello everyone, we're here again today in our common reading of the book of Zohar. Let's start with the clip of Rav for our attention. Now we've come to Zohar, the main book of Kabbalah. There is no other book that is more wondrous and more hidden and more mysterious and misunderstood. This is truly so. And we don't open it right now, but we open it in two steps. The first step is to first of all to have the correct view on the book, self-correction. It's necessary that I'm not reading with these eyeglasses, but I need completely different eyeglasses that will see spiritual phenomena. I must have spiritual kalim, vessels that I need to obtain, and then it will be open for me and it will be illuminated. As it's written, that we study that the upper light has built our desire to receive and gave it strength and gave it intention for the sake of bestowal. Then he broke this desire. Then from this world, we start to slowly correct the desire for the sake of bestowal and all of these phenomena. Correction are in everything, only with the help of the light. Everything is from him, from it. Everything that happens inside the desire to receive, he does this. No one else is doing this. Only the upper light. And as you turn it, the light and principle activates the kalim, the vessels, and that's why we must, if we really want to truly change, we need this light. We read the book of Zohar, and in one simple intention that I want that something will come to me, some light, I don't know what light is, but some kind of force that will change me. In other words, I want to change myself through the reading. And if I think like this, then this is already a start. The correct relation to the book. There's another meaning here, that we want the light to affect us in such a way that we'll become bestowing, just like the light, above our ego. And even more, the light affects us and lifts us from the ground up to the higher. I want to feel the upper world, and I feel it inside myself, how much I absorb it through myself. And in some form, if I want to feel the spiritual world, I need to come out of myself, out of my own feelings. To come out of myself is only if I'm in the right environment and surrounding. And then the light will affect me, influence me as much as I want to change, as much as I'm connected to others. It works in that direction. So when we read the book of Zohar, we have several forms. Our thoughts, our expectations, but all of them are that I want to change. I'm inside the group and I want to come out of myself so I can feel the outer world, the spiritual world. I want this book. It's not just simply called Zohar for nothing, that it radiates, but I want it to influence and change me. So let's read it. It doesn't matter what we read. The main thing is to not lose this intention. Why? What for am I doing this? Okay, with this intention, let's keep the intention and read Zohar, Zohar for All, Volume 2, Bereshit, Item 40. Let there be light, Item 40. The Yesod grips to the middle pillar and receives from the additional light that was in it. Now it explains the difference between the male and the female, since the middle pillar that rose to Yesod and Arihantin and was included in them, there received from them Chasadim and Chochmah. It is known that Zeranpin receives only covered Chasadim, that it is not his nature to receive Chochmah like Gar of Binah. It follows that the Chochmah he received from Arihantin is valued only as an addition to the light, which is a surplus to the measure of his reception. For this reason, he gave the addition of the light to the Yesod in him, who is fit for receiving it, because it is from his Chazeh and below. The Yesod gripped to the middle pillar, to Zeranpin, with the addition of light that was in him, in the light of Chochmah, which is regarded as an addition in him. The Zeranpin was fully completed with both Chochmah and Hasadim, because he made peace to all the sides in Yesod and in Arihantin. It is so because through the coupling that they made on the screen of Hirik in him, me partook in Ele. The name Elohim was completed, and all the mochin that the lower one caused in the upper one are imparted in their quantity and quality to the lower one as well, who caused them. This is why at that time he obtained the mochin from above, from Arihantin, which is Chochmah, and from all the sides, from the right and the left lines, from Yesod. In his own middle line, he obtained Chasadim and Gevurot, and the joy of all the worlds is in him, meaning the illumination of Chochmah, which arrests all the shells. The Yesod foundation of the world came out from that addition of joy, since the light of Chochmah is an additional joy, and he does not use these mochin. Hence, he emanated and elicited the Yesod from the addition of joy, for he is fit to use those mochin. He is called addition because he is an addition in Zeranpin, called the Yesod, the receiver of that addition in the name addition. All the mochin below in the three worlds, Bia, are emanated from that Yesod, and spirits and souls of the righteous in the holy names, the Lord of hosts, who is a letter in all his hosts, he is called the God of the gods of spirits, from whom all the spirits and the souls of the righteous are emanated. Night is the master of the whole earth. The Nukva, who is emanated from the left side, from that darkness. And because that darkness wishes only to be included in the right line, to receive light, and it might weakens, meaning that it cannot receive Chokhmah from Arich Anpin because of the lack of Chasadim. His might weakens and becomes dark. This is why the Nukva expanded and was emanated from the left line called night. The meaning of night is darkness, without light, like her root, the left line of Zeranpin. This is the reason why the Nukva is the quality of night, darkness. Let's watch another clip of Rav, Dr.
Lehman.
So we have a system that is the upper. It's controlling, managing, it activates everything, everything is in it, all of management and control is in it, it's Gar of Atzilut, the world of Atzilut. And below it is Abba Ve'ima d'Atzilut, Yeshut. And he gave us these names. And below that is Zeranpin, Sakadosh Baruch Hu.
Mi Malchut.
Because he is upper.
Malchut.
Which is called the Shechina.
O Knesset Israel.
Or Knesset Israel, the holy gathering of Israel. There are many, many names as such. And below it is us.
Neshamot shvurot.
The souls. We are the souls. Broken souls. These broken souls, shattered, want to correct themselves and uplift themselves upward. Their request is towards Malchut, to be corrected. We scream, and Malchut is as if asking, what do you want to correct? How do you even know you want to be corrected? Well, we want to be together. We are ready for our root. We are ready for unity. Because
Malchut
collects all the souls without any kind of differences. It's open to all. Please come in. If you come in, then there's only one condition, that if you match or equal to this quality, then you enter. If not, then you can't. So if you want to enter, you need to prepare yourself. And who enters Malchut? All of these souls are united, and they become and raise their prayer request for correction towards Zeranpin. They want to be like the Creator. Zeranpin is the Creator, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Zeranpin also doesn't have what to give. Doesn't have the light to correct. So he also must rise up higher to the top. He takes their hisaron, their deficiency, and raises it from here. we are we're acting and rising with the help of the group. And from here, from here, with the help of Man, Mein Nukla, and then Zeranpin takes our deficiencies and raises them to Abba Ve'ima, to the upper
Ima,
the Bina, and there receives the force, the strength of the light, the screens, everything that's needed, and basically strength. And this strength comes down lower and lower to Malchut. Malchut translates these forces to the souls that are already connected to them. Doesn't need to really go lower. And it corrects them. And those that are connected into Malchut already warrants, merits what is given to him from above, what comes. Okay, this I will erase so I don't confuse you. This is a little too much. On the diagram. This is how the system works. There's nothing else here. There's other many details, but main thing is this is what we're studying in the Zohar. This is what it's telling us about all of Zohar. Aside from this, it doesn't speak about anything else. We could say that we are here on the Parsa, from Malchut. This is called the Parsa. And we have these worlds, Briya, Yetzirah, Asiya, and this world. And this world. There are many all kinds of scrutinies here, details, they don't matter. We are talking about the main thing, that our inner state. And that's how we can draw it. And this is how we progress and continue. Let's continue reading.
מתרם שנגמר בניינה
just when the night began to expand from the left before her construction was completed, the darkness left entered and was included in the right line. The right line acquired it and the night remained lacking at her and because her root, the left line, disappeared in the meantime in the right and did not complement her. And besides, it follows that besides the lack of the light of the Nukva, which extends due to her construction from the left line, a second deficiency was added to her, which is extended from the negation of her construction, the left line not managing to complete her construction. Thus, the two deficiencies in Nukva have been clarified. She is night, darkness, and not light. And two, she is deficient. The left did not complete her construction.
42.
Just as the lust on the left, the darkness is to be included in the light. The right line, the lust of the Nukva night is to be included in the day. That is, in regard to Nukva being built from the left line, which craves the light of the right line, the Nukva is also in the form of night, craving the light of Yesod, who is called day, meaning the first deficiency. The darkness, the left line, subtracted its light, not managing to complete the construction of the Nukva, because in the meantime it was included in the right line, which is an additional deficiency to the first deficiency, Because of it, he elicited the degree of the Nukva with deficiency of construction and without light, meaning in two deficiencies, as explained. For this reason, the Nukva needs two corrections, to illuminate her from her darkness and to complete her construction. The darkness, the left line, illuminates only when it is included in the light of the right. So is the night that was built and from which she emerged. She illuminates only when she is included in the day. Yesod, that is the first correction of the Nukva, is equal to her root, the left line of Zeronpin. And as the correction of the left line is to be included in the right line, which is light of Hasadim, the correction of the Nukva is to be included in the light of Hasadim of Yesod of Zeronpin, who is called Day. The deficiency of the construction of the night is completed only in the addition, which is the addition of light that the Yesod received from the middle pillar, meaning the illumination of Chokhmah, which is redundant for Zeronpin, the middle pillar. This is why he gave her to his Yesod. And that light of the addition in Yesod complements the structure of the Nukva, the second correction. What was added here, he subtracted from here. What was added in Yesod of Zeronpin by the middle pillar, the left line of Zeronpin subtracted from the Nukva, since the left of Zeronpin did not complete her construction. By that, she was diminished and is unfit for reception of the Chokhmah in the left line, even after she has clothing of the light of Hasadim. That measure added the middle line of Zeronpin to his Yesod with an addition of light, and the Yesod completes and complements that lack with the light of his addition.
Seif 43. Bamusaf, Yesod Zeronpin.
In the addition, Yesod of Zeronpin, there is an upper dot, Arihantin, and the middle pillar that decides on all the sides, Tiferet of Zeronpin. It is so because in Yesod there is illumination of Chokhmah from Arihantin, which he received with the addition of light. There is also light of Hasadim in him, which he received from Tiferet of Zeronpin. For this reason, two letters were added in Yesod, Vav Yud of the verse, and God called the light Day, implying the emanation of the Sefira Yesod, where the Vav implies light of Hasadim that he received from the middle line, while the Yud implies illumination of Chokhmah that he received from Arich Anpin. In the emanation of the Nukva, night, those two letters are missing. Called is written in regards to her, and the letters Vav Yud are missing in her. It is written, and God called in Yesod, who is Day, omitting the Vav Yud from the word called in the Nukva, only called night, are written in regard to her, since there are two deficiencies in the Nukva. One, lack of light of Hasadim. Two, lack of construction. The lack of the two letters Vav Yud in the word called implies where the deficiency of Vav implies a lack of light of Chassadim, and the deficiency of Yud implies a lack in her construction. Those two letters were added in Yesod. The intimation of Vav Yud of and God called the light day, it complements the two deficiencies of the Nukva. Here it is the meaning of the 72-letter name engraved in the upper Keter in the intimation of the two letters Vav Yud.
אנחנו עוברים למאמר הבא, היא רקיע, אנחנו בסעיף.
We continue to read the next.
ויאמר אלוקים, היא רקיע, בתוך המים.
Let there be firmament. Item 44. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide between water and water. This is the correction in particular, separating the upper water from the lower water in the left. It is also the second detail of the creation of the world, for here occurred a dispute with the left. Up to now, on the first day, it is the right. And here, on the second day, it is the dominion of the left. For this reason, a great dispute erupted on the second day between that side of the right side. The left wished to annul all the dominion of the right, and the right wished to revoke all the dominion of the left. The right hesed, the first day, is the wholeness of everything. For this reason, on the first day, everything is written in the right. All 7 days, Hagat Nehim, came out in it and are implied in it, since all the wholeness depends on the right. For all the Sefirot received their wholeness from the first Sefirah, the Chesed, and the first day of the work of creation. Therefore, all the Sefirot emerged on the first day and are implied in the writings in it. When the dominion of the left awakened, the dispute between it and the right awakened. The fire of anger intensified in the dispute, and hell emerged and was created from that dispute. Hell awakened and was created from the left and clung to the left. Since on the first day of the work of creation, in the order of emanation of Chesed, the right line of Zeranpin, it was initially emanated in Katnut. This is what the word "let there be" implies, that Yud Hey are Abba Ve'ima, and the last Yud implies entrance of the Yud to the light of Abba Ve'ima, which were diminished into being air. At which time the Zeranpin was emanated in Vak, in the level of Ruach.
She'az ne'etzal azeranpin bevak bekomat Ruach. Ve'achar kach b'mila v'ayi or yatza'a
afterwards, in the words, and there was light, the Gadlut of the right line emerged. It is likewise here in the emanation of the second day, Gevurah, in the left line of Zeranpin. First, the Katnut was emanated, which is let there be, when Abba Ve'ima were diminished by themselves, to emanate Zeranpin at the level of Ruach, when they inserted a Yud into their light, which is let there be firmament. Afterwards, the Gadlut of the left line came out, the Gar, as it is written, and God made the firmament.
סיימנו להיום. תודה רבה לכולם.